March 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order to love me above all else, the soul must remove all false gods from his life. It is disordered affection for money, power, love of reputation or appearance, love of any worldly pleasure, love of possessions in any form, which lead to the victory of sin in the heart. This disordered affection becomes a false god unless the soul monitors the passions of his heart. In the world today, there are false religions honoring false gods, not of me. Many claim great holiness, but support violence against those who do not believe in these same false gods. Clearly, they do not obey my Ten Commandments, which rule over all people and all nations. So you see, there are many ways sin can be victorious in the unwise heart. The wise man keeps a close watch over what his heart becomes attached to and how his affections are spent. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.